comes on top of a long list of Medicare changes in the congressional budget deal, including shifting a greater share of Medicare's drug costs to the pharmaceutical industry. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Auto sales growth in China rebounded last month from the previous month's contraction. It was boosted by strong demand for SUVs in that huge market. They got on Wall Street, the Dow up 195. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Confusion here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I can tell when Trisha's been here. Everything is different.
Why? Is she on that side?
Yes, it's louder or something. Oh, I'm not sure what
okay.
it is.
Well, we just,
anyway,
you know.
Good morning. It is 7.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 9th of February. And, of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great service in there, same great people, same great walk-in humidor.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the weather. It's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. You know, it's so beautiful out, and our temperatures today will be around 77, lows about 46. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, with our temperatures around 66 and our lows of around 42. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with our highs of around 65. Sunday night is 41. Monday, mostly sunny with our highs of 63. And then we get into a breezy kind of winds coming up to some 23 on some of these occasions with our highs of 69. And there's wind advisory that's coming up. It kind of seems to be going throughout the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Well, you know what? When we both came in on the last part of the Clark and Clark show yesterday, and it was fired, and people were fired up. And I see that the chat room had all this love in it.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting because I did get a lot of calls yesterday. It was very, very interesting. Hey, let's
get into the geoengineering thing. That gets everybody going.
Jefferson and geoengineering. Where are the hot buttons?
But speaking of another hot button, here she is, Amy from Haven Humane.
That would be me.
That would be me.
I'm so bad that the listeners can't see my charming face when you say that.
No, they can just imagine. Okay, you brought in a grayish, bluish.
Yes.
We have a doggy.
This is barely a pity in the way that she's only 40 pounds, and she's not going to get any bigger because she's 5 years old.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she looks like a puppy. Everybody
totally
assumes
she does. She is.
Everybody assumes that she's a puppy, and I have to explain to him, no, she's five. She's not going to get any bigger than this.
Wow. Is she laying down right now?
Yeah, she's taking
very,
a nap.
Very mellow and
very
sweet.
Mellow.
I came around the corner a little bit quick with carrying carrying stuff in my hands, and I could frighten dogs, but she just kind of just looked at me and goes, hi. Hi, dude.
But not that she's kinky, but she was licking Sue's toes this morning. So both of them, both sets.
It's okay to be a toe licker. It's okay. Nobody's going to judge you. It's even more okay when you're a dog. So
now you get away with it. Okay, so tell us. I saw you on the news this morning.
Oh,
and you
I have
were,
a fan.
And you were talking about a certain figure of $25.
Yes, so we are doing a Valentine's Day special. If you don't have a Valentine's Day, even if you do have a Valentine's Day, you can come adopt a dog or a cat for $25, and that starts today through the 17th.
She's really sweet, Carla.
She's very sweet. She's a very perfect-sized dog.
Yeah, like she really is.
40 pounds. She's not too big, not too small. And at five, she's not going to, require a ton of exercise. She still needs a daily walk, which, by the way, she's really good on a leash. She's good with children. She's good with cats. I could not get her to even care about the cat, no matter how hard I tried the other day. She looked everywhere else but at the cat.
Okay.
I really tried to get her to pay attention, but nope, she's fine
Maybe
with cats.
Maybe she doesn't like cats.
No, I think she just says,
you know what, I just choose to ignore cats because, you know what, they're not into my kingdom.
Yeah, in the dog world, that's liking cats. That's being good with cats.
Oh, okay.
When they care so much about the cats that they can't think of anything else but the cats. That's a bad sign.
So you're having a Valentine's Day special.
We are. So it's $25, and it's for all of the animals in the shelter, and that's through the 27th, through the 17th. So you can adopt a homeless pet.
That's great.
A homeless pet.
We have a lot of amazing animals in the shelter right now. We do.
This is one of them right here. And what's her name?
Her name's Callie.
Callie.
Callie's, and she's, like I said, she's 5 years old. She's just perfect. She's
laying on the floor here, and she looks like she'd be really great on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Okay, so you could walk her on a river trail.
Yep.
And because she has that certain look about her, even though she's got a long tail and all this, that, you know, people may just, you know, even though not realizing that she's going to lick your fingers.
Yeah.
And just come up and say.
She has a very puppy face, too.
And
her ears kind of bend just right, and she has a very youthful puppy look to her, but she's. Without the puppy problems.
Are you open tomorrow?
We are 11 to 5.
And then today you close
at 5 as well.
Okay. Now, our Sunday hours.
We are not open on Sundays. The shelter is not. But however, there are adoptable pets at PetSmart.
Okay.
From 11 to 3:30.
Okay.
All the animals are in little doggy chapel, doggy and kitty chapel, and sometimes goat chapel.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I dreamed last night.
Did you?
That we had all of a sudden, we had three of these tiny goats that are running around the backyard.
That's a good dream.
And I like little mini goats.
And I'm thinking to myself, where did this come from?
I don't know.
In my dreams.
It must
be because I knew Amy was coming on this morning.
And also, you were still pining over the fact that Tom Brady didn't make it all the way into the...
I have a big...
The goat.
I have a big meat...
The goat cut.
What they call a meat goat, or... I mean, because they're not, like, small. They're not, like, little pet goats.
You call them meat goats because you...
That's what some people call them. I don't.
Eat them?
It's a boar goat. So she's, like, the bigger size goat, and... She's more friendly than any of the little ones I've ever met. She is such a sweet goat. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had her since she was a bottle baby a couple days old.
She'll never be a meat goat then?
No.
She's going to be like a family goat.
No, she's my weed eater.
Your weed eater.
My back property.
Well, I think people actually rent.
Yeah, people don't realize what they can do.
Yeah. I mean, on the way up to, on the way up, when we.
Alturas?
Is it Alturas? No, we were going the other direction on the way up to Weed.
Uh-huh.
We go past that area, on the backside of Mount Shasta, excuse me. And there's that area where there's tons of goats up there.
Yeah.
And they're just moving them from spot to spot.
Mm-hmm.
On military bases, and around, at least it used to in Quantico, where they had kept all the ammo out in the bunkers out there in this one area, you'd always see goats and sheep out there.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, keeping the grass down because they didn't want to cut grass with the regular machine because it could cause sparks and a fire.
Yeah, so I got mine from Haven at a couple days old. I fostered her because she came in without a mom and like still had an umbilical cord and was tiny. So she bottle fed and did all that. So now she honestly thinks I'm her mother. Mm. She screams mom at me. It's a different sound than she makes at everybody else. But if she sees me or hears me in the backyard, it's mom, mom until I come up and pet her. It's adorable.
Is that right?
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we have Amy working at Haven UMA.
Well, I understand
that. Because she's the goat whisperer.
But Ben Stevenson has. He says he raises sheep.
Yeah.
He has little lambs. Mm-hmm. And he has
sheep
all around.
I have quite a menagerie going at this moment.
I like it.
Ben likes sheep, too. Okay.
And that's why you bond with the animals so well.
Okay.
So let's thank you for the pet of the week and bringing in an Amy and Haven Humane. And Kelly is the dog, the pet of the week. Go on in if you're looking for any kind of critter that is waiting to be adopted.
Yep, and we'll help you match somebody to your lifestyle and someone that's gonna work out for you.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Jared. Just kidding. I'm just going to blame you.
You know, Jared had a tough time this morning.
All right, thank you, guys.
He was pulling my headphones off. Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheridan Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 45 degrees going up to 77 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends and us at Sleep Number. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. My sleep number setting is 60.
Mine's been 62.
Your sleep number setting's
also
been 62?
Also 60, well, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about it is, even though they're both the same, you could be running at 40, as you've done
yes.
for a long time, and I'm at 60, so we can adjust it. Sleep Number beds are probably some, you know, if not the best bed in America, they are right up there. You know, J.D. Power's Consumer Reports, and the new beds they have can actually sense your every move and automatically adjust.
And hey, going down there, because they're having a very limited event on 50% on an ultimate limited edition plus queen mattresses.
You can save 50%.
Yeah, yeah. I did 50% off ultimate limited edition and queen mattresses started only $6.99.
That's right. And 9 out of 10 owners recommend. Yeah, 9 out of 10 owners recommend buying a Sleep Number bed. Wow. Okay, head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and just lay down on the bed. And I promise you, when they wake you up a couple hours later, you're going to want to buy one. Sleep Number. We're here with Connor Sutton now. Didn't even take a breath. We're here with Connor Sutton, who is our man behind the mic for football and basketball and maybe baseball this year.
And baseball, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Baseball this year. So, how you doing?
I'm good.
You got a big game tomorrow.
Really big game.
Really big game.
Really big game for the men's team. Need a big win tomorrow to keep playoff hopes alive. So Yeah, it should be exciting.
Who's the men's team for?
Men's team for Simpson.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
Make sure everybody knows it's Simpson University. Okay, so how's the season been going?
It's going good. Started off slow. Men's side did on in conference play, lost their first three games, and then they've come roaring back and have won four of their last five. And
They're not the cupcakes.
No, they're not the cupcakes.
Not the cupcakes.
They've come up with a lot of big road wins. So they're sitting pretty. They have three games left. Both teams do, men's and women's, but the women's have been eliminated. They got to win two out of the next three. Obviously, this Saturday, which is tomorrow, and then two next week. So they got to win two out of the next three to get in. If they don't go two out of three, they need some help from other teams. So they're hoping they can just do.
It's better just win the two
exactly,
out of three.
Exactly. Right. Don't have to worry about all the tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff. So don't have to worry about it.
Is there a whole thing that you think that's a psychological aspect of what it is? Because it could be opposite, where you would have a team that doesn't do so well on the road, but does really well at home, and now you have a team that did very well on the road, but not so well at home.
Well, I think what it was is they got that confidence winning on the road, and then when you come back home, it almost makes things a little bit easier because you're comfortable, you're on your home floor in front of your fans, and you get to sleep in your own bed that night, which I think is an underrated aspect of.
No, I think being,
sleep on your bed.
If you're not sleeping in your own bed, I mean, even if you're staying in a nice place, it's different, and you don't quite. I believe you don't quite get the rest.
Yeah, and even eating wise, might not eat quite as healthy, or you might not get the exact meal you want pregame. So all those things come into a factor, and I think when you come back home, you're a little more calm going into the game, and you have a little more of a comfort feeling.
Okay. All right. How about the girls? How about the ladies' basketball? They've been... women's. Girls, ladies, women's basketball.
All of it, yeah. They played a couple really, really close games and just kind of got stuck with a couple tough losses and got eliminated from the playoff contention here. I think it was last Saturday. But talking to their head coach, Derek Pringle, he's looking forward to next year. A lot of good recruits coming in. That'll be really exciting for next season. And they're a young team, so they got to learn a lot this year. And I think
people don't understand when you've got kids that are playing in high school and they're pretty hot shots in high school. They move up to that next level, and all of a sudden there's 10 other or 9 other hot shots on the floor with them.
Right. Yeah. So that's one of the things is they had a young team started. Four out of the five starters were freshmen or sophomores. So they're a young team, and they're going to build for the next couple years, and I think they have a couple recruits coming in that I've seen personally that are going to be really, really solid in the next 2 to 3 years.
Cool.
Okay, Connor, I listened to where we went to Super Bowl Sunday in Reno, and, we were kind of rooting because for Tom Brady to just because he's 40 and even though he's won a bunch – you know, just to stay high in the game.
Yep.
So most of the people in the room were Eagles fans. In fact, our kids are today, actually yesterday, they're at the parade. They flew to Philadelphia to be in the parade.
This is the kind of fans I have in my family.
Oh, my God.
And Linda had a problem with them because Michael Vick was her quarterback after being in jail for killing dogs.
Right.
Yeah, I had a real issue over that.
And Linda holds grudges for a long time. but we, of course, we love our kids and our grandkids, and they are just Eagle-files.
Yeah.
I mean, they
Eagle-files.
And they are just, like I said, you know, when they won, I mean, there were tears in the house. And then,
oh my God.
And then flew back for the parade and coming back today.
Wow.
Granddaughter and son-in-law. Okay, so let's get your take on the Super Bowl. What was it, 40?
52.
52. So, what do you think?
Wasn't a whole lot of defense, obviously. Only two punts, one interception. I thought Tom Brady was unbelievable.
506 yards.
Yeah, which is the most in Super Bowl history, which is wild. I mean, 500 yards and... It was. There was no defense, and I think you can't. There's no blimp on Tom Brady's record because of how well he played. You can't hold this game against him because he played so well. When you talk about the greatest of all time,
He put enough points on the board.
Yeah.
And if anybody was surprised, I think it was the Eagles.
Yeah.
Defense. It was. Everybody was touting that this was a huge defense that was going to shut him down. Well, yeah, they did. They only held him to 506 yards in the air.
Right. I mean, and the Eagles secondary is what was really highly talked about coming into the game. So, but when really I think everyone was surprised about Nick Foles and the Eagles offense, who was unbelievable. This guy came out of nowhere and showed up when it came playoff time after not playing the whole regular season.
Yeah, that's great.
I guess he said that, you know, last year when they asked to be released from the Chiefs or somebody, it said, Yeah, if I'm professional football next year, that's cool. Or I can be a pastor. I can be a pastor in the church.
Huh.
And so he was ready to go either way.
Yeah.
And so that was a that was kind of really
very humble man. It was great to see that.
And the team really likes him.
Yeah.
I guess the team really supports him. That they had no problem. Well, they, you know, of course, nobody wants Carson Wentz to be hurt. But when it happened, they had the confidence in him because he must be a presence.
Yeah, I mean, his presence, they talked about a little bit, because they had so many of those pregame interviews and all that. His presence in the huddle, pre-snap, it feels like they have their starting quarterback, even when Carson Wentz is hurt. I mean, because Nick Foles is one of the best backups in the league, and I think he showed that, and he's going to... I mean, nobody can take away from the fact that he beat Tom Brady in Super Bowl 52. So,
and you know what? He was right in there. I mean, this guy was.
Yeah.
He was throwing long. He wasn't afraid. He never once started out with three passes.
Yep. And he caught a touchdown pass, which was unbelievable. So
wow.
Now we listened. I was listening all the way to the game and all the way back. Mad Dog Sports.
Yes.
I love to listen to Mad Dog. So people calling in, Dougie, hey, Dougie.
Yeah.
Okay, so he talked about the announcers and how he thought they were disgustingly flat. How they called the game.
How about you as
game.
An announcer?
What do you think?
Well, I think Al Michaels is brilliant. But Chris Collinsworth, who is the color commentator, I think Chris is always usually pretty colorful, and he wasn't, because I think he was trying to stay so neutral. And a lot of the calls that maybe shouldn't have been touchdowns, a couple catches that they didn't think should be catches, and I don't think they wanted to be too negative on the officials, that he kind of, it took away from his ability to talk about the game and be as...
Don't you think they should be passionate, though? I mean, where are the guys screaming? It almost is just distorted because you're screaming your lungs out.
Yeah. I don't think that's how you do it on a national TV broadcast, because you are a neutral side. You can't be rooting. But I do think they could have been a little bit. They could have been more excited.
That last Hail Mary balls in the air, and it gets bounces off a Patriot's leg, and diving for it, and it doesn't work. I mean, there is a time then for a little excitement.
I think
in your voice.
Yeah.
And can go. Anyway.
He was down on the announcers.
So, I could see that. I think Al Michaels is unbelievable. So it's hard for me to.
I know.
He's one of the greatest.
Okay. So what was your? I think the game was. It wasn't like last year's game.
Right.
Where last year's game was just, I mean, you're still trying to figure out how that happened.
Yep.
I think everybody was worried about that happening again at the very end.
Was there a person watching that game that when Brady got the ball with 2 minutes left didn't think he was taking it down the field?
Oh, I did. I did.
Everybody
I was
did.
Thinking, oh, here we go.
He's going to take it right down the field.
Exactly.
And they're going to score. If he scores, that would have given him what?
They'd give him a lead.
Don't you remember in our room, in the ballroom in Reno, they were pacing. The Eagles fans were pacing the last 2 minutes. They were
until
they couldn't sit down and watch it. They were freaking out.
Well, it was the Eagles were aggressive offensively the whole game, and it was fourth and one with a little under a minute to go, and the Patriots were out of timeouts. And I'm thinking in my head, if I'm the Eagles, I'm going for this. I'm not kicking a field goal and giving the ball back to Tom Brady. If you get this first down, the game's over. If you give it up, then you're where the spot of the ball is. But if you miss the field goal, then you go back another 5 to 7 yards. So I was thinking the Eagles should probably go for it. They didn't kick the field goal, went up 8, and it worked out for them. But Doug Peterson, the coach of the Eagles, was masterful.
There's people that said
everything came together.
I guess during the aftermath, or one of the players he went to every guy on that team and said, Doug Peterson doesn't even belong in the NFL. He just goes, this guy's got emotional problems. This guy, and what everybody had been saying about the Eagles for all year long. And everybody, I don't know if you heard this one.
I did not know.
He's at the top of his voice all the way through. And then at the end, they bleeped out like the last 27 seconds. But and then the tight end gave him up. That one scored the touchdown.
Zach Ertz.
He says, I don't really know how to follow this.
Yeah.
And because Ertz is a religious kind of guy, as is several members. The coach, the quarterback, and one of the main receivers thanking God for where they were. And all that. And that bothered some people on there for some reason.
I don't know why. It's your moment to say what you need to say as long as it's not foul.
So,
you know?
What do you think about the Olympics quickly? Have you got a chance to look at
it? I haven't,
at all?
But I'm very excited. I love NBC's coverage of the Olympics. I'm not a huge Winter Olympics guy. I'll watch speed skating, downhill skiing. What else will I watch? Ice hockey. So there's a couple sports that I will make sure that
and
I watch.
I'm really into the curling. I tell you what, that
I like the ice skating.
This rock going down at maybe 2 miles an hour,
yeah,
and people with the brooms.
The suspense, the suspense. Yeah,
I still haven't figured out the rules on this thing yet, though. Yeah.
Okay. It's like shuffleboard on ice, right?
I think it's pretty close. I think that's it.
Yeah. So, Connor, one more time, now that we talked about everything else, tell us what's happening and the dates and all the times.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Simpson women's and men's basketball, the women tip off at 6:30. We'll probably start pregame around 6:15, and the men's game will tip off at 8:30. So tomorrow night against Pacific Union, we'll be on the road at Angwin.
Thank you.
And then other games coming up?
Next week are both home games, Thursday against Maritime, Saturday against Merced, and then the following week, if the men's team does win, they will be in the playoffs, and we'll bring that one on the radio, too.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Connor.
That's cool.
Coming up, we got Nathan Parmalee, who is the, the everything civic guy. He is the one who's buying the talent, and he's going to tell you everything that's happening in the civic coming up in the next half hour, and stay tuned because there are going to be some amazing ticket giveaways only here on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil, if you're looking for your fleet of trucks or cars and doing business with a company that's employee-owned, that's been around for 50 years, that has great service, then you need to call SST Oil at 241-1167, 241-1167. It's your full-service petroleum company. Plus, if you're looking for a card that you can use in 57,000 different places, they've got that CFN card there, too. And the way they do it is you get you and your people that work for you, you get once a month invoice that says everything they've used, how they've used it, where they've used it. And if you're just looking for, sometimes you've got a card, say, where can I use my card at? They have it online with an app. You just look, oh, there's the nearest gas station. It doesn't get any better than this.
Right.
They are great people. And they are looking for
locally owned
drivers. They're looking for hazmat guys. They're looking for 8 drivers. They'll put you to work and full-time training and everything. 241-1167. SST Oil. We'll be right back.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle, Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and I have just had just wonderful anticipation for this part of the show this morning because I am here with my good friend, somebody who I admire and respect the heck out of, Nathan Parmalee, who is, well, in quotations, the talent buyer for and so much more from the Civic Reading Civic Auditorium Center, yeah. Whatever you there's all different kinds of names. We know it's the Reading.
The official name is Reading Civic Auditorium.
Yeah. So I just call it the Civic.
Yeah, cool.
And welcome this morning.
Hey, good morning.
So happy to have you here.
I love hanging out with you.
I love hanging out with
we
you.
We have so much fun.
And I want to just tell our listeners, share with our listeners that you had gone back recently, on behalf of the Civic, to New York.
I did.
A very important gathering of some of the biggest talent buyers where you went to.
Yeah. So in January, I think it was the second week of January, I went to New York. I went to the largest entertainment conference of the year in the industry. It's referred to as APAP, and it's an association of presenting arts professionals. And so all of the big agencies were there, lots of talent buyers. I think it was attended by 5,000 industry professionals.
Wow.
It was huge. It was actually a life-changing experience.
Well, you got to rub elbows with like-minded people who are
I did. I found my tribe.
Yeah, your tribe. And they're also booking wonderful. Oh. They're trying to grow. And this is a beautiful thing that, for our listeners to know, this is what you're doing behind the scenes.
Oh, totally.
This is why we're freaking out. And we were just talking about our kids who said, you get that kind of talent in Reading?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And let's share with our listeners some of the things coming up. You've got, first of all, let's do a sold out alert.
Yes, let's do that because we actually have several shows that are on their way to selling out. In fact, Old Dominion, so they're here on Thursday, and we've actually sold out of everything except for we have a few VIP packages left. So
and what does that entail?
The VIP is super fun. It's going to involve a Q&A time with the band before the show.
Ooh-hoo.
They're gonna play a few songs, for a few select folks. You're gonna get some really cool band merch. And just be able to hang out with the band.
Oh.
So we have a few of those left.
And they're going to have a drawing, and the lucky person gets to go on the rest of the tour.
If only.
Think about this. You get to tour with Old Dominion.
Let me run that suggestion by Old Dominion's management.
You don't get to play necessarily right away. But you do get to tour, sleep in the bus.
You're funny.
I want to know, might not be bad from one leg to the other leg. What a great fan experience.
Totally. Could you imagine?
That would be great.
See, I come up with these ideas. Yeah. Everybody laughs at first. You know what? They laughed at Edison. They laughed at Tesla. They laughed at all those people, but when you think about it later on, it's kind of like, wouldn't that be a great thing to just on one part of the tour? You know, they don't in the main bus, but maybe go with the roadies.
Yeah.
ReadingCivic.com is where
that's
you would
right.
find the tickets.
Absolutely.
To get the very limited VIP package.
Totally.
That's all you
totally.
Have left.
Just a few left.
We've
yeah.
done that, and we've done that before. It is a hoot.
Super fun. Super fun. We also have the Newsboys coming up. They're going to be here next Saturday, so Saturday a week. And we actually only have a couple hundred tickets left. So,
who are the Newsboys? I'm sorry.
They're a Christian act. They're one of the most iconic Christian acts. They're kind of, head of their game, top of the pile. So they're a big deal. And they're definitely on their way, to selling out. So if folks are interested in Newsboys, they really do want to go and grab their ticket. Dancing with the Stars is selling really well.
Ugh.
Again, you know, we just have a few hundred tickets left. That show is actually March 10. You know, so the fact that we've got so few tickets left, you know, is definitely an indicator that that show is going to sell out as well.
Well, we've seen it every year, and it's been a great one.
And this year, of course, the two stars of With Dancing with the Stars were two of my favorites that were the finalists.
Nice.
No, one and two, the winner and then the runner-up, and they were just fantastic.
So last year, the show blew me away. And, you know, when we saw the technical writer production requirements for this year, we realized it's going to be an even bigger show.
Of course.
So it's like, what? I mean, I didn't think they could top what they did last time.
I like the garbage can filled with ice and ice water.
Oh, right? So they have to, like,
backstage dip themselves into this.
They're working their bodies hard during that.
Just like an athlete. That's their Super Bowl every time they dance. They're...
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt. Sold out?
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, she with the band.
Too bad you don't get more popular people in here.
Yeah.
I think they're just selling out. Everyone's
I know, right?
Out.
So right. I think Bonnie Raitt is with her band. I don't think it's an acoustic play. So Great. It'll be a big show. I think we have like 150 tickets left to Bonnie Raitt. And again, her show is March 17. So again,
well, you guys are busy.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. We really do. It's been a kind of an unprecedented, exciting time for the Civic.
Is it hard to turn them? I mean, because you've got like the 10-10ers, and they obviously have a different requirements than Bonnie Raitt, who's rolling in right behind her.
Yeah,
so behind them. So I mean, they're. You know, when we were in there the other day, we saw Brad Paisley. He had seven
huge productions,
semis. And four buses.
Big arena tours, like I'm sure you saw him in a big arena. Some of those big shows are anywhere between like 7 and 10 trucks. I think the biggest show we've ever done at the Civic was Blue Man Group, and they had 5 trucks.
Okay.
Which is actually a super big deal for the Civic. The fact that we were able to accommodate that.
Right. We didn't see Brad Paisley. We saw Brad Paisley from the 24th floor.
We were on the 24th floor, and we looked over there, and
he was. We were there for the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, Brad Paisley. Well, anyway.
A couple others I want to mention. So Modest Mouse is a really big deal. People are just hyperventilating over that show.
I'm telling you, I have a neighbor who's like, oh, my God.
Here I go again.
It's okay.
Modest Mouse?
Yeah. They're an alternative rock band. You know, they definitely appeal, you know, to folks that
Jared,
are...
Jared, you got
to
find that. See if you can find Modest Mouse. And bring
you know, in their early to mid-20s.
I was looking at Bonnie Raitt, but... I used to live in Seattle, and I had tickets to them that a friend gave me, and then I gave them away.
To Modest Mouse?
And I regret that.
So. Yeah. So you, but do you listen? Do you know their music?
I don't listen to them per se, but I do. I'm aware of who they are.
Okay. So you need to find a clip for us. Okay. So when we go out, we'll play Modest Mouse, because when you talked about that, you released that you scored.
Check out Float On.
You scored, and you got them. Then my neighbor across the street. And you know who you are, my chicken girlfriend.
Nice.
She's just like, oh my God, they're
of course Michelle and John are just, I mean, they're really
wonderful.
Into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, they're really into great people
One of the things I want to pepper in on Modest Mouse that I want Reading to know is they are actually the result of how well we handled Korn last summer. And the reason I say that is because the lead to book the show actually came from one of the agents that I worked with on the Korn show. And so because we handled that show so well and because the band had such a great experience and we sold it out, that actually opened up the opportunity for Modest Mouse. And so I just want to share that with the community, that the more history we're able to build, the greater the experience the bands are having here, the more opportunity our community is going to have to book great acts. So
ZZ Top.
Yeah, I have an offer out on ZZ Top. I've been talking to the agent for like a year and a half.
I told him,
do you want me to talk to him?
Yeah.
No. I'm serious. I'm telling him,
you can hit their,
birthday,
hit their record label.
On my birthday, I was there in Sturgis. Linda and I were in Sturgis when ZZ Top was playing at the Buffalo Chip.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, with like 15,000 of their closest friends out there with motorcycles riding. they were just outstanding. And the last time they were here, sold out in like one day.
We have, where there's so much to talk about,
oh, yeah.
And the time is just flying by. Let's, before we take a break, let's talk about the first ticket giveaway. And because I know this is really, we wanted to do a call to action about these shows that are almost sold out. And then you have, let's talk about this wonderful musical.
Yes.
That is, like you said, like a Broadway-style, big-time musical coming.
So one of the things that's really important for performing arts centers is to have diverse programming. So Broadway has been a very important category in Reading. So we gained the opportunity to book Amazing Grace, the musical, which is a kind of a brand-new Broadway touring show. So it's played on Broadway. It has been met with much critical acclaim. It tells the backstory behind the song Amazing Grace. A lot, you know, everyone knows Amazing Grace. It's the favorite song of so many people out there, but folks don't necessarily know what inspired the song and what's behind it. And this musical actually tells that story. And it's been, you know, described by critics as being lavish, you know, and over the top. The costuming, the production, the sets are just stunning. So
we are going to take, we have a set of two, one set of, we're going to give another set away, but before we take our break, we're going to take the third caller. Jared's answering the phones. He's going to take your name and your phone number, and I will call you to figure out what time you need to come here and pick these tickets up. But we have the first set of two, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Two tickets, and what's the date?
The date of Amazing Grace is, drum roll please, we are March 28th.
Okay, March 28th for Amazing
Grace. So on March
Grace,
28th is Amazing
two
Grace.
Two tickets the Civic is giving away
first,
for a
first
third
caller.
We're
taking the third caller. The first one's already done. Here's the second one.
Okay, and then but we're going to take a break. We'll get that name and tell you after the break. But right now,
this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. North State Security is, and you know, is teamed up with the Reading Police Department. They're doing the river River Trail patrols and the bicycles. But this is the largest. This is the largest security company, privately owned security company, north of Sacramento. Over 125 employees, over 250 clients. They do it all from the power plants to the Colt 45s. And they have a program. And this program costs you $10 a month and $27 if you call them. If you call them, or maybe even less than that, maybe $25. If you're having a problem in your business and you want somebody to come help you, and you know the police aren't going to be able to make it there for 30 or 40 minutes, North State Security will have somebody there in less than 10 minutes. Think about that. Having somebody there to assist you in less than 10 minutes from the time you call them. Give them a call at 243-0295. Find out about this program. So many businesses here in town have people that are just kind of like sitting out in front of them or coming in and doing things. Why not have trained personnel come in there and help you? Again, North State Security, 243-0295. We'll be right back with Nathan Parmalee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more.
Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, six albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Today we're with Nathan Parmalee from The Civic, and we just gave away two tickets to
Michelle.
For
Amazing Grace.
And we've got a couple more tickets to give away here in just a second.
Yep.
But, Nathan.
Yes.
That's, who are we giving them away to?
What show?
Well, no, wait, let's go. We're going to go.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So that's I meant what?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're going to be covering, right, Nathan? We're going to cover a couple more shows, and then we'll tease to before it's even gone public, the first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so honored that you're here first to give a couple of tickets away before it even goes on sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay. So you've got Bonnie Raitt's almost sold out. You heard her coming in.
Yep.
Ten Tenors.
Yes, we're super excited about Ten Tenors. Those guys are amazing. The way they sound. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Ten Tenors. If you're not, you need to hit YouTube right now and punch in Ten Tenors and just check out their music. These guys, just their harmonies.
We're going to the show.
I hear them on the station.
Yeah.
They sell out venues all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
I think their record, they've got like over 700 sold out shows. And they're doing a Wish You Were Here, homage to, you know, some of our favorite acts, you know, that have passed recently. Apparently.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The guys were getting ready for one of their shows, when they heard the news of David Bowie.
Right.
And it was devastating to them. And it actually inspired, you know, the concept behind the tour. So they're going to be doing the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston,
Tex Ritter,
and more. So it's going to be a great show.
Tex Ritter, I was just kidding.
And then March, you've got March 31st, George Lopez is back.
Yeah, he's coming back. Yep.
Yeah, with the bleep show.
Let me just add that will be for mature audiences
only.
Okay. Mature.
Don't bring your kiddos to
mature.
That show.
progressive audience.
Jim Brickman, famous pianist.
Yeah.
He's got
really, really beautiful music.
Beautiful. That's April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Madigan.
She's a super funny lady. In fact, she's actually being billed as the funniest woman in comedy today.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have her come in. That's going to be a great show.
And then, of course, Modest Mouse, May 20th.
Yep.
Josh Turner, June 1st.
Yeah, he's a big deal. Lots of folks are excited about that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, the show is June 1, and we've actually sold 2/3 of the house already.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got months to go. So again, with Josh Turner, if you want to see him, you really
better
need to
hop in now.
ReadingCivic.com.
Hey, you guys, I think, you know, if you're looking for where do I get my sweetie or my parents or somebody for Valentine's Day, you need what better way to give something? I mean, flowers, it's nice, but they die. Chocolate, okay, you eat them and they're gone. An experience is truly going to see a concert.
Absolutely.
Truly, to go see a concert and make a memory like that.
Because a lot of that is one of a kind, because flowers you get, chocolate you eat.
But when you go to a great concert, you think about that.
That's for a memory.
It's something to talk about, and you do. Yeah. We still talk about that one where the girl was whistling.
The jukebox.
Oh, postmodern jukebox.
Yep.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. Carl still has dreams about it.
I haven't washed my face
since then.
Seriously, he had a motorboat ride.
Yeah. For all of you who missed that show, you really missed out.
I should have gotten paid for that show.
I know, right?
I tell you, I was in it.
My gosh.
Okay. All right, so coming up, do you mind if we just go and...
let's do it.
Okay, so talk to us. When we talked yesterday, you were really excited about... You booked the show, and it's
Peter
not,
Frampton.
Not on sale until...
There we go.
Today.
10 a.m.
10.
Yeah, so...
Peter
Frampton. It was so awesome. I love how that show came together. The agent called, I think, a couple weeks ago. So we literally, put the deal together, confirmed the show, developed an announce, on sale plan, and here we are 2 weeks later and the show's going on sale. So I love it.
Yeah.
I love it when things come together that quickly.
Snap.
And
that's because your reputation. I mean, let's come on. Yeah. If didn't have the reputation and what things you've built over the last several years, you wouldn't be getting these.
Yeah.
This.
That's true.
So, and I realize if something goes wrong, you get blamed for it. But when something goes right, you should be thanked. I mean, that's just the way it is,
True.
So you are here today. Yeah. Well, not only to talk about all things great, I call all things civic, that Nathan Parmalee, always remember that name because you're working hard with your team to create this incredible venue experience for all these great acts and talents to come through, which, again, is the case with Peter Frampton. You're giving away two tickets this morning before anybody can buy them publicly right here.
Yep.
Well, you pick a number so we can drive Jared crazy with the calls coming in this morning.
Caller number 5.
Okay.
Caller number five. You will get a Peter Frampton and ticket.
Does it count
two tickets.
Does it count if I call in on my cell phone?
Sorry. Employees of the station.
ACNR employees are not eligible. Neither are civic employees.
Okay, so now you dial 605-45.
Number 5.
6-7. That's our hotline. 605-45-67.
Here they
come. And the fifth caller. So keep calling. Jared's going to go crazy. Take your name and your phone number, and we are going to give those two tickets away today. Caller 5. Is that caller number lucky 5? I don't know. Okay. So let's go on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the other shows. Actually, I don't think we've talked about Stomp this morning.
Oh, God, that's a good show.
It is. It's such an amazing show. It's been out there for 20 years and continues to sell out. It's just one of those things. People love that show.
That's a great family show.
Oh, totally.
I think that kids, okay, we got this.
We have our winner. Have our winner.
Jared, should we put him on the air?
Just in case.
No.
Oh, okay. Just take our ticket.
I know the feeling.
Ricky. Okay. So Ricky.
Ricky. Okay.
Ricky won two tickets to Peter Frampton.
Congratulations,
okay,
Ricky.
Okay. 1326 Market Street. You have our phone number here. If you're here before, you can come in before noon. For sure that somebody's going to be here. And then after that, give us a call. And we'll make sure somebody's here we'll make arrangements for you to get them.
Nathan Parmalee, we have a few minutes left to talk about. You got Stomp.
Yep.
Thank you so much for bringing in tickets and giving them away in this incredible. Again, get your tickets soon for Bonnie Raitt, almost sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dominion, only VIP packages left. You can go online at readingcivic.com and find out what that costs.
Absolutely.
Because that's a VIP package.
Yeah, we have a dedicated event page for every show. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to click the events tab at the top of the site, and that'll take you to all of our shows. And then you can just click on the show you're interested in.
Okay.
Super easy to navigate the site.
Well, we hope that you make this a monthly appearance with us.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can see it's juicy.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
fun.
It. It's juicy.
That word.
This is my Mike. This is my show business guy.
I know.
Right? Okay,
I know. And you two get together for your lunch and you plan out the whole year. I mean, I know that. When are you going to take her over there and put her to work?
You just let me know when you want to come over. We'll put you to work.
It's so great to have you on this morning. And coming up on at the 8
o'clock. Joel Comente.
Yes.
And who, of course, heads up the
Builders Exchange.
And we're talking about, of course, the electrician's ball is coming up. But also, Joe is throwing his hat in for the Board of Supervisors, and I have some questions I want to ask Joe about that, because Lord knows we could use a little more jail space. Okay.
Well, again, okay, so that's going to come up at the 8 o'clock hour, but we again want to thank our friend Nathan Parmalee and the graciousness of the Pacific for bringing those tickets in today for our listeners. It's always fun to see this interaction happen.
I love it. I love hanging out with you guys. Super fun.
Oh, well, you have a great week. Now, what's happening this weekend?
This weekend. Actually, our first show is Thursday.
Okay,
so it's kind of a rest weekend.
It is. Yeah. But then it'll be like three back-to-back in a row.
Yes.
So, and we'll be jamming until middle of April.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We're going to take a quick break for the news. And after that, we'll have Joe Comente with us.
You can be made.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Trump has signed the budget deal, ending a short overnight government shutdown.
After an early morning vote by the House passing a two-year budget, the president signed it into law. He tweeted that the budget will make the U.S. military stronger than ever before. It also means jobs, jobs, jobs. The deal increases spending for both the Pentagon and domestic programs, but fiscal conservatives are unhappy with the budget's $400 billion price tag. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now, Speaker Paul Ryan promising action soon on illegal aliens brought here as children, the so-called Dreamers.
I make a commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law as a sincere commitment. We will solve this DACA problem. Once we get this budget agreement done, and we will get this done, for no matter how long it takes for us to stay here, we will focus on bringing that debate to this floor and finding a solution.
More than 1,100 flight cancellations so far today, the result of a winter storm pounding the upper Midwest. Chicago's among the big cities getting hit with a lot of snow and ice. A lot of schools are closed. The White House insisting the president remains confident in Chief of Staff John Kelly, even though Kelly defended presidential aide Rob Porter, who had been accused of domestic abuse. White House spokesman Raj Shah says Porter's background check never was completed.
His background investigation was ongoing. He was operating on an interim security clearance. His clearance was never denied, and he resigned.
Let the games begin. Fireworks lighting the sky over Pyeongchang, South Korea, in the 2018 Winter Olympics officially underway. On Wall Street right now, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 48 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 30. And the S&P is up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, BBC's Stephen McDonnell says it's much more than an international athletic competition.
Ignore what's going on here politically. It's absolutely incredible to have the sister, the North Korean leader, flying into Incheon Airport. She's the first member of that Kim dynasty to have ever come to South Korea. And it's this type of this coming together of minds of sort of people who are enemies potentially is what the Olympic myth is really built around.
The drama over whether South African President Jacob Zuma soon will leave office over corruption allegations is overshadowing commemorations of the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth. Top leaders of the ruling African National Congress will not take part in events leading up to a major rally on Sunday that will be addressed by South Africa's deputy president. News and analysis at townhall.com. The airlines bumped passengers off of flights at the lowest rate on record last year after United was pilloried when a passenger was dragged from a full plane.
The Transportation Department says airlines bumped about one passenger in every 29,000 in 2017, roughly half the rate of the year before. The figures don't count passengers who accept travel vouchers or other offers to voluntarily give up their seat on an oversold flight. Meanwhile, there was a spike in long delays that trapped passengers in planes on the ground. Most occurred during a power outage that shut down the Atlanta airport, and many others were during a snowstorm a few days earlier, also in Atlanta. United vaulted to the top of the government's latest ratings for on-time flights, which cover December. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Democrat group backed by former President Obama says it plans to invest millions of dollars in state-level elections in 11 states this year, with its heaviest focus on Ohio. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of downtown Reading. Down here on Market Street in the center of the renaissance of downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And, of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 7 days a week, open at 2143 Hilltop Drive. The weather today, right now it looks like it's 45 and it's going to go up to 77. 77, Joe.
Yikes.
I know. And tonight, calm, mostly clear with a low around 46. Saturday, sunny with a high near 66. Breezy. And winds could gust as high as 29 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Mostly if it, sunny.
We're going to be beautiful. And by the way, the weather is really going to be breezy. We have actually a wind advisory in effect. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan. It's been a ride this week, huh?
It sure has.
Oh my gosh. Not over yet.
It's not. It's very interesting. So anyway, well, major averages are mixed this morning. Yesterday, the major averages closed into correction territory, which is down 10%. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 64 points at 23,926. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 2,578. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 35 points at 6,811. Active stocks on the big board, GE up 7 cents, trading at 14.52. Bank of America positive 16 cents at 29.92 per share. Kinder Morgan up 30 cents at $17.09. For local stocks of interest, UPS down $2.29, trading at $106.96. FedEx down $5.18 at $234.20. AT&T up 22 cents, trading at $35.81. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.85%. And over to commodities, gold is down 50 cents an ounce at $1,319. Silver down a dime at $16.38 per ounce. And crude oil down $1.34, closing under $60 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much, and have a great weekend. And rest up after this week.
I'm resting up for Monday.
Yeah,
all righty.
There you go.
Thank you.
You
take
bet.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Susan Eastman is the first vice president of Wells Fargo Advisors here in Redding, California. They are located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 253-7561. Give her a call. She knows what she's talking about. She's been in this business. She doesn't get flustered, especially with all the stuff that's going on now with the stock market. You need somebody that's just in there solid. Speaking of somebody that's in here solid, Joe Comente, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. That was a good segue.
Yeah, how'd you like that? You like that?
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
You know, I'm looking on something about you. You're a 21-year Shasta County resident.
Yes.
Maybe it's 22 now.
Coming
up at 22. You were on the Reading Planning Commission and had a long business career that included a stint as vice president and general manager of former Reading manufacturer KMS Research.
Correct.
Until the company moved to Baltimore in 2005.
Yes.
And you joined the Builders Exchange in 2014.
Correct.
And now you are the head guy there, running it.
The executive director. Well, I don't know if I'm running it. I've got a great staff, and they pretty. I pretty much just run, and I think they run it.
And they run it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that, you know what, that sounds to me engaging because you always, I think, a true professional and person who is liked and cares for their team will say words along those lines and feel when they're saying them really meaningful words such as it's really I'm in charge but I'm not in charge my team we do it together.
Now I am very blessed to have great people who work very hard, are not highly paid but are very committed to what we're trying to accomplish in the community, and that's a real blessing.
Yeah. Well, why don't we start off a little bit, because I like to do the feel-good stuff, and then Carl will want to get into some details that not sometimes aren't always pretty, but they're factual. Well, but can we talk a little bit about the Electricians Ball, the Builders Exchange, and what the heck is that?
Okay. Well, first we'll start with the Builders Exchange. The Builders Exchange has been around since 1955. Builders Exchanges have changed in what they do in the community. For many, many years, they were really a networking area for contractors to get together, to look at blueprints, to discuss jobs, to become friends, to find out what each other did, and to really develop a community. With the digital age, most of that has gone online, and we have an exceptional online plan room run by Chad, who makes sure that we have at any given day probably 1,000 sets of blueprints that you can look at from across the entire state. We are in collaboration with 15 other builders exchanges. So one of the things we encourage our businesses to do, our contractors to do, is to look in other areas because of the cyclical nature of construction, and certainly in Shasta County, that if you have the means and have the vision, you can look at jobs in San Diego, you can look at jobs in Reno, you can look at jobs in Sacramento. All those are available online to you. So you can think, and not everybody does, and that's all in their own business perspective, but you can look and see, are there ways I can grow my business in other communities so that I kind of level off if things go in one direction or another in Reading. So we're really proud that we offer that service. But that is for a select group of people, because not everybody invests like that or bids like that. So the Builders Exchange really had to go through a transition. And as you all know, it's been a couple of years now. We did some downsizing, and then we really turned our focus on what we felt was the greatest need in the community, and that is trade training. For decades, we have ignored my editorial. For decades, we have ignored young people coming out of high school, and if they didn't want to go to college, we kind of dismissed them and inadvertently told them, you're going to have a hard time being successful if you don't go to college, and that is just inaccurate information, and that's not to degrade the value of a college education. I have a college education. I have a master's degree. I'm not dissing that. But there are a lot of young people who have great talents and great skills and can make a tremendous contribution. And that's why we really started focusing on the trade school and engaging them in building things.
And a good living. And a perfect example would be like we have to build after all of the many fires that happened across California. Well, there's not a lot of people who are going to college and trying to get a technical degree or become whatever those requirements are that are going to be part of rebuilding California.
Right. Right, and that we're really feeling that. And there's a whole new wave out there. You know, it used to be blue collar, white collar. Now it's new collar. And the new collar,
I like it, new collar.
The new collar career is someone who needs technical skills, whether they're plumbing, electrical, coding, but they don't necessarily need a four-year degree. And that's really the kind of culture swing that we want to make, to be able to look at these young men and women and say, you can and will be successful contributing members of our community and of our society, and you will help us build things. Because when you look at what really has made America great, it was the ability to build things, and we got away from that, and we need to get back to that.
Well, you know, and you need to take a look at this in a serious vein here. Jeb Allen, 400 houses, I think he's building up there in his division, subdivision, right here in Reading. And like Joe says, or like you said, hon, I mean, all of Southern California is going to be needing to be rebuilt. And whether you like it or not, the high-speed train, if it ever moves forward, they were taking names and trying to get people signed up last year or 2 years ago. because until it was kind of like shut down. But they were, I mean, that was going to take thousands and thousands of contractors. But the last thing is look at the new budget, whether you like them borrowing money or not to pay for things. Infrastructure, the
right.
beginning of infrastructure
Absolutely.
Is going to start, and that money is going to come down to not only the on the federal highways and bridges and all this, but all the state stuff.
Yes.
I mean, and other infrastructure, you know, that they're going to be using it in. And who's going to do that? It's going to be people trained
yes,
in the technical fields. They are not going to take somebody with a degree in Roman history. I mean, I'm yeah. not knocking
no,
that at all.
I like Roman history. So
I like Roman history, too. You know, get into the, you know, the cohorts and all this. But those kind of things is that you need the maybe the engineers that are designing these. Well, you do need them. You need engineers and architects and designers, but you need the people that can look at those blueprints
right.
and take an idea and build it.
Right.
And there's your trades.
It's amazing how many trades people can take the blueprints and make the modifications that need to be done when you actually take a picture and you apply it to the real world. And it takes a lot of ingenuity. It takes a lot of intelligence. It takes a high level of skill to really build some of the most beautiful buildings that we see.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're here with Joe Comenta, who is the head of the Builders Exchange, of course. He's also a candidate for the District 1. Of the Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, something else that's in our community, another entity in our community that, you know, is there to help our community. They've got three branches. The newest one they've opened up, of course, is at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, right down here in the center of the town again, because, you know, they too are investing downtown. Go over to Cornerstone Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Real people, real winners. Love is in the air at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Love Boat Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play. Prizes are a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise. Aboard a cruise ship on Princess Cruises. Two cruises for two plus $500 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a cruise for two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot.
jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, they're expecting you. Set sail for romance and adventure aboard the Princess Cruise Liner. Let's make it happen. Head down and play our Love Boat Swipe to Win, where not one, but two winners. Win a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise from Avanti Travel of Reading, plus $500 cash. Final try Wednesday, February 28th. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway?
Currently,
would you have my baby?
You know what? You can't see it from here, but looking over there, Jared picked the song out, and it's his darling picture of Johnny Cash, and he's got his arms around June Carter Cash, and that's just pure love, baby. They loved each other to the end. That was so intense. Ah! And I saw them actually in concert in, I think, Stockton, or I got a chance to go on their bus and meet them and stuff, and it was just, it's just love. Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, because when it gets hot, you get married in a fever. You need good air conditioning, and that's what Alliance Heating and Air provides. Been in the business for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. Everything I'm telling you is so positive, but here's let me tell you. They have worked on our HVAC systems. They are great. Get signed up with them. Have them come by every 6 months. Make sure your filters are okay. Make sure everything's working, so they will keep all your systems working. And check out their website at homecomfort.org. Or give them a call at 221-2642. They can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. And, yes, they do offer warranties. So, and warranties and guarantees. Ask them about that. That's Alliance Heating and Air. And speaking of a technical, you know, that's a trade you can learn. We're with Joe Comente of the Builders Exchange, heads up the Builders Exchange. And a lot of questions are coming in here, buddy. Like, can the Builders Exchange work on getting a technical high school open? I mean, I realize you've got something out. You've got something going out
right
there. Open in our area. My dad went to one, and he learned to be a carpenter. That was back in the 40s. Seems like a good idea, and we should be bringing something like that back.
That is exactly what we are trying to do. We are post-high school. We are in process of trying to get an after-school program in high schools. There's just a little tactical challenges that you face and budgetary challenges that you face in doing that. So it's a process, but we're already in conversations with several local high schools to be able to do an after-school program. But then our goal is to get them right out of high school. And as a matter of fact, when we introduced this new scholar program, this new collar career program, we offered scholarship opportunities. And we had two companies step up. Well, one company, North Valley Distributing, who is a member of ours, and John Teetons was our past president, who's always supported us aggressively because he truly believes in trade training. And then we had, which also excited me very much, the Foundation for Students for the Shasta Union High School District. So we actually got the Shasta Union High School District to step up and say, come the fall, we would like to take two of our kids. We will select two kids coming out of high school, and we would like to put them in your program and offer them scholarships to go to at least the first semester. So that's great news, because it's showing that the educational community, the well-respected educational community that we have here, especially the high school levels, are realizing that there is a deficiency and that we are the opportunity to fill that deficiency. So we are aggressively heading in that direction, not necessarily in high school because of some tactical issues, although we're working on that, but taking them right out of high school and getting them into the trades.
Well, you know, like we said, that this is something important, and you can start out in the trades after you've gone through your education and your schooling. And not only do you have something, Shasta College has a number of different
yes.
ways of training. And what you're advocating is that we get our people trained, because
yes.
right now we have such shortages
yes.
in all these fields. If you had a certain trade, you could go to work tomorrow?
Right. You pick a trade, and you can go to work tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Electrician.
Yes.
Plumber.
We get calls all the time. Tracy Lockstead, who is our dean and kind of the one that really makes the school happen, is putting together an abridged carpentry program that will focus predominantly on framing, because we just don't have enough framers. We don't have people who can go vertical on the buildings. And nobody can do anything until somebody goes vertical, because there's no walls to drywall, there's no walls to side, there's no walls to paint, there's no place to put electrical or plumbing. So that's one of our main focuses right now.
The framing, is they just put the, they're not putting the wall, the walls in. They're just putting the structure there.
They're stick framing. Well, I mean, we used to call it back in my day, a million years ago, stick framing. That you're, those are the studs. You know, you put down. We used to put down subfloors. We don't do many subfloors here.
Let's do a hypothetical. Someone's listening, or somebody has a son, or a brother, or a daughter, or a cousin, or whatever, and they're just kind of like floating, trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. Contact Builders Exchange.
Yes.
How do you go? How long does it take to you to become a knowledgeable enough to be able to be hired to be a framer?
We try to get you trained as quickly as possible. It's a journeyman level program, so it takes 4 years because you have to do 8,000 hours at least for the electrical program, and that's on the street in on the job site. But our goal is to get you trained by the time you get through core, which are the basics, and that takes 6 to 8 weeks. Then you're ready to actually go on a job site.
Okay, so you're going to get paid.
You're going to get paid
in 4 weeks. You're going to you're going to learn, but you're going to be studying while you're doing that to get your that kind of degree.
Yes.
But that's 4 weeks.
Okay, I want to point to that. I want to point something out, Joe, and I want you to be my witness here. When Linda was talking to you, was she using the knife hand?
She wasn't. It wasn't upsetting to me. I'm married to an Italian woman.
But did you see what she was doing?
Who uses both hands all the time.
But did you see her using the knife hand? Because this is why I'm bringing it up, because she goes, yeah, there you go, your knife hand. You're knife handing again. And you were doing it better than I've ever seen anybody.
I was.
You were like George Patton. Hey, is this true, Joe, or what?
I am very adept at learning to dodge those. So I was not uncomfortable at all. I just want to make that very clear.
I just needed a witness. Okay. All right. So, you know, this is the thing, too, that if you've got and I'm cheerleading for this because there are people out there and the companies are begging for this. And they're just saying, you know what? These houses don't build themselves.
No, they don't.
And the pay you get for an accomplished person, a person who knows what they're doing, like a framer.
Yes.
I mean, what would they be making?
I mean, once you get through the program, you know, $50,000 a year is not unheard of. And that's, if you're not union, if you're on prevailing wage, public works is considerably higher.
Oh, my gosh, a lot higher.
So you can make a very good living. And it's very easy. People can call and make an appointment with Tracy. Tracy has an educational background. She's one of the most calm people I've ever met, which is a good compliment to me. She sits down. She'll work with the students. She'll talk to them. She'll talk to their parents. She'll really work them through the entire process.
And let's talk when we get back, because we want to give a lot of attention to this as well, about the Electricians Ball, which is a fundraiser for the Builders Exchange.
For the trade school specifically,
exactly. So those people who may not, they have the desire, but they don't have the funds.
Right.
There is a chance for those people.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to take early break because we got a lot of things to talk about here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, here's another trade.
This guy's been in.
It's a better-known business, but there's another trade that he's been in for decades. And what he does is, if you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield, which is going to, you know, spread since you hit a bump, he's going to fix that. And then he can also fix that crack that's over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst been through school, technical schools, to learn how to do this. And he does this. He guarantees his work for life, the life of that car. If anything happens to it, you bring it back to him. This is Jeff Wurst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for appointments. And the man does the work. He guarantees it. He fixed a crack in my windshield 10 years ago, and you can't see it. Still, 11 years now. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Gold Mart Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Gold Mart's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Gold Mart Jewelers, your diamond destination. In the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Closed Sunday.
Get that fiesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef piccata. Try our mouthwatering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albóndiga soup or salad and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
This Saturday through Valentine's Day, Turtle Bay Exploration Park would like to show you how much we turtly love you. All memberships will be $10 off for this very limited time. We don't want you to miss out on the wonderful year ahead at Turtle Bay. From a newly renovated forest camp to world-class exhibitions and phenomenal programs and classes, use promo code TURTLELOVE online at turtlebay.org or visit the park to receive $10 off your membership. We look forward to seeing you at the park.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, you know, people are calling and want to discuss other things than what we're talking about right now. Call in Monday morning. I'm more than ready to discuss anything. But right now we're looking at the Builders Exchange, training our people. And we're going to talk about the electrician's ball. But right before we hit that, this place, Reading, is a place that I think is ready to take that next step forward.
Unquestionably.
And that's why the training, we start talking about people training in the trades. And we talk about, Erin Reznor was on the other day, she wants Reading to be known as the easiest place in California to start a business. Those kind of things. That's where we need to go.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's so important for our community is workforce development. If you can develop a competent workforce, you will attract businesses. And from the Builders Exchange and the trade school standpoint, that's our little piece of the world. Because we have a very simple philosophy. The difference between somebody who adds value to our community and someone who's a drain on our community is often a good paying job. So a lot of the social problems that we see over the long term can be mitigated if people are trained and prepared to have careers.
Okay, now, electrician's ball.
Yes.
This is for people that want to have that want training but may not have the money to invest in it.
Yes. We are not government funded, we are self-funded. Our philosophy is very simple. If someone comes to us with the ambition and the attitude that they want to learn a trade, they will not be turned away because we don't have money. They don't have money. We will find money for them. And that the electrician's ball, and anyone can come. You don't have to be an electrician. This is our third
year. That's what we thought a couple years ago. aren't we kind of narrowing this down?
A lot of people did, but we've worked our way through that.
It's beautiful, though. It's a wonderfully classy, fantastic event, and your auction items are really one-of-a-kind art pieces that are made by?
By local artists. So we call it the Craftsman's Art Auction, and our whole concept behind the trades is you work with your head, you work with your heart, you work with your hands. And we really want to instill that in young people, that there is a lot of beauty and grace and financial success that comes from doing that. So then we go out to the local artist community, and it's anything, whether you like to bake, whether you like to weld, whether you like to build, whether you like to paint, pottery, anything that you've made with your hands, please bring it. We will auction it off. We will put your bio next to it so that the community knows, and that's how we raise our money.
Linda bought me at the National Wild Turkey Federation a turkey made out of scrap
welded together.
It's welded together.
Huge.
The guy was an artist, and when she first bought it, I looked up to the heavens and went, whoa.
It had a saw. It's made out of saws.
The saw blades, half saw blades.
That's really cool.
Barbed wire for the beard. But I told her, I'm just putting it outside. And the next morning, I looked at it and I looked at it. The art in this, made by this welder,
right,
was so beautiful. I said, you know, I'm looking at this. How does he do this? How do you conceive something like that? And this is the kind of stuff that you see at the electrician's ball.
Yes, and that's the kind of mentality we want the community to get. Look at the beauty that people who work with their hands create. And this year, as you know, we're doing it at the Sheraton, Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. I have to get that right. And there are many reasons why we're doing that, but one of the main reasons is that is a classic example of what skilled trades people can build.
Absolutely.
It is a resort quality hotel. It's absolutely beautiful. And our members, our community, for the most part, built that.
Yes.
And there's
yes.
a lot of pride that we should take in that.
Our marketing and sales gal, her boyfriend worked on doing the cement. And they're very proud of, they were there at the ribbon cutting and looked like they were... That was ownership in it.
Absolutely.
I mean? Hey, let's go to the phones. Kay, you're on the phone. Do you have a question for our guest, Joe Comente?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to give you a little piece of history. My father was on the Enterprise, was the president of the Enterprise PTA 1967-68 year. And they were deciding what to do with Nova. And he was on the committee to decide, and his suggestion was to have a high school, you know, a
shop.
Well, we already had shops.
Technical training.
But you know, what do you call the technical high school?
Right.
And I mean, that would also have included the fine arts too, but they said that the voices that were heard the loudest said, well, why should little old Reading establish a technical high school when New York City just got rid of theirs? And so that was, that ended that.
That was the mindset back then.
Yeah, it's time to have a much different mindset.
Well, the thing of it is that kids, especially boys, are bored. And by the time they hit junior high school, they are really bored. They want something real. And now I think a lot of places don't even have shop anymore.
No, they don't. And I can assure you, we have something very real. The trade school is something that's very real.
And you have to look at it this way, too. Their great-great-great-grandfathers, you know, learned how to do things when they were 10 years old.
Right.
You know?
They had to.
And so, I mean... We have insurance, and that's the big bugaboo, the insurance. You know, somebody doing something wrong and then suing.
Well, and if you don't have to fix it yourself, somebody else will come in and fix it if you could find somebody. Thanks a lot, Kay.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You bet. Okay, so electrician's ball.
Yes.
Back to that.
It's March 9th, Friday, March 9th. It starts around 5 o'clock. We have outstanding entertainment because Linda will be there. And Carl, you're also invited to be there.
I carry her stuff in.
Okay, and I noticed that, and you did it with grace.
I do it with grace, and I get out of the way then, too.
And that's very
interesting. It's just a wonderful night.
I also will help serve drinks.
And let me just tell you about the night. It's a wonderful night. You feel like you're part of a really wonderful movement. It's dinner, people, interesting conversations. And what I noticed the first time, this is the third year, right?
Correct.
So I'm honored that, you know, myself and my combo, we perform, we sing, and everybody's doing their thing, and that's great, you know. But what I saw the first time was that people came and they stayed. They didn't just come and leave at 7:30. Right. They stayed till 9, and I was like, well, the events... They're still hanging around because the conversation is so interesting.
Yeah.
And then, again, the artwork. It's just a different thing than anything else is going on in Reading. What are the tickets? How do they get tickets?
You can just go to our website, shastabe.com, or thetradeschool.org, or you can call us at 221-5556. And you can order tickets. They're $60 a ticket, the $480 for a table of eight. You get wine on the table. It will be an excellent meal because it is at the Sheraton. And we are very excited. And I want people to really understand that the proceeds, and I mean every cent that we make on this, goes, and in this order, to scholarships. And then it goes to upgrading equipment and technologies. And then it goes to recruiting, training, and retaining instructors, and then recruiting students. So it is all focused on helping the community of young people, especially who want to learn the trades and may not have the financial resources to do so.
So I encourage, and I know Carla, we encourage if you're a business owner in Reading and you want to take your staff to something that is really encouraging and feeding into Reading in a way that's helping people move forward in working to build Reading, go to this event, buy a table for this event.
And you'll hear, even if your business doesn't have anything to do with the trades.
Right.
This is why it's important to support this, because you, as a homeowner, as somebody who wants to buy a new home, somebody that has plumbing, somebody that has, you know, an auto, something, it's all going to come back to the people that go through the school.
Yes.
And this is why you can support this, and you can make sure we have a well-trained force of people here that are going to be available to help us move forward.
All right. And this year we reached out to the Chamber of Commerce, all those members.
Yeah.
Because we really want to engage the business community for the reasons you explained, and as well as, again, the more we develop young people and we give them career opportunities, the less likely they are to fall into a cycle of drugs, the less likely they are to fall into crime. A lot of times,
domestic,
very good people
violence.
Fall into bad
right.
situations because they've just not received the right direction.
Well, let's go to the phones. Pat, you're on the line live here. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, Carl and Linda, this is Pat Karch calling. I just wanted to express my support for the trades. I also wanted to point out that for folks that go into like air conditioning or electrical work, there are great opportunities in emerging technologies like building automation and the whole solar field. I mean, that's not going to go away. It's only going to get more opportunities, and there is definitely a shortage of people that can fill the jobs in automation and programming for these complex systems that are now running modern buildings.
Well, that's true, and I agree 100% with that. And, you know, it's for people that think all they have to do is turn a wrench. That is so wrong. Just look at your auto mechanics. They're sitting there with their supercomputers to keep things moving. The whole concept of the training so that they can step into the new technology is absolutely right, Pat. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Keep up the good work, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, it's time to... Now that we've discussed all this, time to switch into Joe Comente running for supervisor. But we're going to take a break first. We've got a lot of questions in here, people making comments. But we're going to take a break first. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, which I really love. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, right across from the subway. Head on down there. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. They can design it, build it, get gems from all over the world. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right here at Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, you can't find a better place to go down and spend some time, you know, surveying the area. As Linda goes, you know, you can never have too many guns, Carl, or too many diamonds. Unfortunately, somehow that doesn't equate when I'm looking at the bottom line, but it works for me. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go down and see Rebecca or Henry, or Leonard if he's in there. He's a good, great guy. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here with Joe Comente. Now we've switched hats here. He's running for supervisor. Why are you running for supervisor? What enticed you to throw your hat in the ring there?
Oh, I've spent the last 4 years. I've lived here almost 22 years, and I've always really appreciated this community. And I've got four kids born in four different states, so I've traveled a lot. And I've always enjoyed coming home. And like a lot of people, there have been a lot of issues over the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. That have seen this community change. And I look at it and say, what skill set do I have that might be of value? And I spent the last 4 years with the exchange from the outside looking at how government processes work. And one of the things that struck me, and it's an observation, it's really not a criticism, it's an observation, that government becomes very process-oriented by nature and by law oftentimes. But when you look at it from a business perspective, most businesses start with purpose. Why am I doing this? And once they've established a purpose, then they figure out what process they're going to create to support the purpose, and then you do a payoff. You do a way of measuring it. And what's happened to us, I believe, is that we've fallen so heavily into the process that we've forgotten what the purpose is. The purpose of government is to improve the quality of our lives. And if what we're doing is not improving the quality of our lives, then we have to dramatically and systematically look at the process and say, why is this happening? And we can no longer say, well, we don't have money, we can't afford it, we can't do this, we can't do that. We have to get out of this can't culture. For very simple reasons, the quality of life is not going in the direction we want it to, and the primary function of government, again, is to improve the quality of our lives. So I look at it and say, what skill set do I bring to the table? Well, I grew up in a law enforcement family. I spent 7 years in law enforcement myself. I have a son in law enforcement. So I have an appreciation. I will not sit here and tell you I can truly appreciate the demons these men and women face every day today. And I have a son who gives me a front row seat to it. But I'm very supportive of public safety. I bring a fresh set of eyes. I'm not from government. I'm from business. I'm from entrepreneurial business. So I bring a fresh set of eyes. And I bring 25 years of business experience. And I think a lot of the challenges that we face, there are business mechanics that can be used in helping us get back to the right priorities on purpose, process, and payoff. I'm not saying that government and business are the same, but I am saying that they should run the same in a lot of ways. Their outcomes are different, but they should run in that way. And then finally, as I said in the beginning, I'm a dad of four boys, and I have a wonderful wife that I've had for many, many years. I'm not quite sure why she sticks around, but thank you that you do. And this community means a lot to me. And I want to see this community move forward. I want to see my boys to be able to come back here. And one son did come back. He's in law enforcement. I'm very proud of him, but that's not a profession I necessarily want us to keep growing because I want us to have a better community. But I really do want us to – I want Shasta County to reach its full potential because we have wonderful people here, absolutely wonderful
people. Well, we obviously have not done that yet. I'm getting all types of questions.
Okay.
The first big question in here
from our chat pack. Thank you for being on our chat pack,
gosh, everybody,
by the way.
Everybody, this is – everything's going in here.
Active.
What do you plan to do on the jail?
We absolutely need more jail space. I would have liked to have seen the ARC be built. From a business perspective, I would have taken the risk myself because the county, the state had given the county the money they needed to build the beds. And I think Mr. Minturn said that the average bed was $300,000. And if you build 60 beds, you're at $18 million. We had 20. I know there was a challenge in manning it, but that's where I would go to the community. And again, this is in the blueprint for public safety. I would go to the community and I would look at the agencies that not only the county supports, but that the state supports, and I'm talking about mental health and those types of agencies, and said, can you help us with this? When we need to have a psychologist, can you bring one of your people over to help us? But my attitude is I would have built it, and then I would have reached out to the community and said, we need your help to man it, because everybody agrees. That notwithstanding, because I don't know where we are in that process, my understanding is we've given the money back. Then we can look at the existing jail, which they are looking at the existing jail and saying, are there ways that we can petition the oversight committees that look at jail space and say we need to put more people in our current facility? That's a short term, but we really have to think about long term, and that is at some point in time building a facility that really does accomplish what we want to accomplish, and that is an adult rehabilitation center.
One of the things that came up was the sobering center, which to me was a great idea, that you bring in somebody, they drop them off, and then the police are back on the road again. And we've got somebody in there we keep overnight, and it never got off the ground. The sheriff offered it up, and they said, oh, no, we don't have enough money. Again, this money thing, I don't understand, you know, because you're saving money in the short term and the long term, yet they keep this board of supervisors keeps finding ways of not doing things. I see this as a non-can-do attitude.
It comes back to that purpose process. If your purpose is to improve the quality of life, then having something like a sobering center, and I can tell you from my 7 years in law enforcement, you pick up someone who's intoxicated, they're a danger to themselves and potentially to others, but it's not a criminal activity. You really need to bring them someplace. You need to be able to drop them off, and you need to be able to get back out on the road and do what you're paid to do. So that, to me, is step one. And again, I would reach out to the community and I would look at the organizations that receive both county and state funding and say, how can you help us? Because I believe they will help us. If you're in the mental health services business, you're in the business of helping people. How can you help us so that we can do that? And I'm not minimizing the lack of money that we're having, but I will ask you as business people, do you have all the money you need every day to successfully run your business? And I'll answer that question for you. No.
No.
And I'm the same. I run a small not-for-profit. We never. And if I ask every family member out there, anybody who's raised a family, have you always had as much money as you needed to raise your family? The answer, of course, would be no. But what do? You figure it out. Once you change that culture in your mind that says it's no longer about what we can't do, it has to be about what we can do, all of a sudden things change.
Well, you know, my opinion on everybody that runs for office, city, county, state, damn it, you need to work and run things that where you have to write a check or you have to make those decisions. Because if you don't, you don't know what that feeling is to go without that check for yourself or that because you're paying all your people, because you're taking care of them. I think that the county and the city leaders need to take a step back and take a deep breath and say, what can I do to help my people here instead of just saying no all the time and collect their paychecks every 2 weeks? You know, frankly, that to me is, you know, it should be changed in a way. Every time that something like that happens. So, I mean, I was going to say something else, but, okay, so you'd like to see the sobering center? You're going to, you know, you'd like to see the, you know, that you want to push for getting more beds. So they're starting on it right now, whether that happens. See, I have no faith that this is going to happen, only because I know the sheriff is saying it, and I talked to the captain running the jail. Yes, okay, this is what we're doing, but it's taking time, and, you know, they have to fight the state. And, oh, my gosh, if they look at it using this year instead of the year it was built, it's going to hurt us. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I know you're trying. But they've tried before. We need to have somebody that makes or have a board of supervisors that here's the goal, and we're going to push everything into that goal.
Right. We really need to be more proactive. And it is the responsibility of my mind of a board of supervisors to set the strategic plan and to then address staff as to how things get done and then also get out in the community and talk to these other agencies and say, the only way we're going to solve these problems is collectively. We're not going to be able to do it on our own. We need to do it collectively. We need to reach out to all the organizations in the community, both public and private. And my experience with this community is they are very engaging when you engage them. As far as, you know, what people get paid and how that I'm a free market person. I'm all about people making as much money as they possibly can, and God bless America. The only thing I will ask in return for that is performance. So if your responsibility is to enhance the quality of our lives, then please enhance the quality of our lives. That's my ask.
That's okay. A good ask. That's a reasonable ask.
That's putting your ask out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to.
What are the questions out of the chat, Pat?
Well, you know what? They're, you know, again, your plan is kind of the wave tops right now. You know, this is how I think it can work. More of the specifics as we get closer in there. I know you're working on all those.
Right.
So it's those kind of things. You know, there. I think the community in many, many cases has gotten their hopes up. Because, oh, okay, this is going to happen. After AB 109 hit us, what, 7 years ago?
11, yeah.
It's been 11
years? No, it was 2011.
2011, yeah. Okay, 7 years
yeah.
ago. So we are still being hit by that, and nobody sees any changes for the good. And then 47, 57, those came by.
Right.
And you know what? I just don't believe that the state's finished with that yet.
Right.
Plus, we haven't even mentioned unfunded liabilities.
Right.
Unfunded, you know, so, I mean, in the state, I mean, I don't know if the county's facing, I know the city's horribly behind on them. I don't think the county's done too bad.
It's not
on that.
It's not quite as bad. No.
It's not quite as bad. Do you think that the marijuana trade is going to have an impact? I've only got like 2 minutes left, but, you know, the Shasta County says no marijuana, and the city of Redding is going to put 11 right. Places to buy it at here.
Right. I'm not looking at marijuana being the great windfall financially, But my own feeling about it is I'm not a proponent of marijuana. I don't want people smoking marijuana. I don't want my children doing it. I don't want them drinking alcohol, and I prefer they never, ever, ever smoke a cigarette. But they are industries, and I think we have a responsibility to manage those industries. And I think marijuana is now legal, and I think we do ourselves more harm by ignoring it than if we engage it and figure out how to manage it as we would any other industry. Will it create a ton of money? That's to be seen. Will they create some headaches? Well, we already have a lot of headaches with marijuana. And I'm a believer that if you make it legal and manage it effectively, you will to some extent mitigate the impact of the illegal grows. And you will make it safer for the people who are going to buy it. They're not making a buy at 11 o'clock at night in a gas station parking lot with God knows whom, that they're actually buying it legitimately. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to be very clear, as a parent, as a former police officer, I am not promoting or supporting the use of marijuana at any level by anyone. And I feel the same way about abusing alcohol, and I feel the same way about tobacco.
No. Okay, we're here with Joe Comente. Most of the show we were talking about the electrician's ball and the builder's exchange and people getting the trades and jobs. He's also running for board of supervisors. And the big thing, of course, is public safety and jail beds. So...
And quickly,
thanks for being with us.
One more plug. The Electrician's Ball is March 9th. Fabulous night from 6 to 9. That's going to be at the new Sheraton Hotel. Oh, my gosh. You can register online at thetradeschool.org/events or contact them at 221-5556. Get your tickets today, folks. That's a great night.
Please. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Two ex-wives, perhaps surprised by some of the details as they began to come out, as White House Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah says the president himself was.
He was surprised. He, like many of us, did not see that in Rob Porter, did not see what these allegations